Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Welcome to Great Day Vibes, owning the chaos and finding the calm. I'm your host, Brandy Piccolo, and I'm so excited to have you here. Today's topic is one I am super passionate about. Let me give you the title: The Magic of Small Wins, Turning Little Steps into Big Changes. I'm actually currently running a group on Facebook, and that is exactly what we're talking about. So, welcome back. What we're going to talk about today is one step at a time. How taking one small step at a time is going to change your life. We're diving into those teeny tiny victories. You know, the ones that seem almost too small to matter. They're actually the keys to building momentum for big goals in your life. Let me share a little story with you. I have been running Facebook groups now for, I'd say, almost 5.5, 6 years. And every single Friday, we celebrate our wins. Little, big, and everything in between. I have helped thousands of women to take the first small step. And like I always tell them, there is nothing too small to celebrate. So that's what we're going to do today. We are going to celebrate those small wins, turn those small wins into habits, and guess what? We're going to change your life. It's those small, little teeny tiny changes. When you start noticing them, when you start celebrating them, your whole life's going to change. Okay, so I broke this one down because, you know, I am motor mouth. That's what my dad used to call me. So I want to keep this on topic. So here are the four categories, the four segments. First one is why we celebrate small wins. The second part is how to recognize those small wins. Third, I'm going to give you some creative ways to celebrate your small wins. Fourth is the compound effect. And I will leave you with a challenge. Okay, so let's dive in. Segment one is all about why we celebrate these small wins, why it's essential. I'll give you a little science behind it. Research shows that small wins release dopamine. Do you know what dopamine is? I love the word dopamine. It's the brain's feel-good chemical, which keeps you motivated. You know, clicking on your phone actually does the same exact thing. So let's find some good ways to release dopamine. And that's what I want you to do today. I want you to celebrate those wins. Like I said, that science behind it is important because those chemicals in your brain that go off get you addicted to it, just like you're addicted to that phone. I know we're going to keep referring back to that, but I think the whole world is addicted to their phone, including myself. But anyway, research shows that when you release that dopamine, it keeps you motivated. It keeps your focus shifted on what's working instead of what's not working. You're fostering gratitude and positivity. Now, so many people will overlook it because our culture tends to celebrate big milestones, making small wins seem insignificant. So I want you to change this mindset. What if those small wins are the stepping stones to the big ones? Let's think about this. Let's think about a fitness example. What if you chose water over soda? That's a small win. Celebrate it. What if you completed a 10-minute walk? Celebrate it. How about at your job? What if you sent that email you've been procrastinating on? That's a small win. Celebrate it. Let's talk mindset. I love focusing in on our mindset. What if you start to catch a negative thought? You stop it in its tracks and you flip it to a positive one. Celebrate it. Now, like I just was telling you, every single Friday in our group, we celebrate the small wins. So take a second right now. What's one of your small wins from the week? Shout it out loud. Celebrate you. All right, this helps us to move right into segment number two, how to recognize those small wins. So what I want you to ask yourself every single day, if you remember, this is what I do when my head hits that pillow every single night. What's one thing I did well today? I want you to focus on that progress, not perfection. Look for wins in every area. Consistency. Are you showing up even when it's hard? In your effort, are you giving something your best shot regardless of the outcome? Growth. Are you learning from a mistake or trying something new? So think of those three categories: consistency, effort, and growth. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and you can celebrate if you said yes. Did you make your bed today? If you did, celebrate you. Big win. It's a promise that you keep to yourself. That's why every single morning I get up when my alarm gets up, when my alarm goes off. Did you? Celebrate it. I make my bed. That's two wins before I even leave my bedroom. Did you pause today and take a deep breath when you felt stressed? Celebrate that moment of awareness. Do you see how small these wins are, guys? Some days your wins are going to be bigger. Other days your win will be you got out of bed today. A win might be you got a shower today. A win might be I'm talking kinder to myself. Win might be I brushed my hair today. Some days they're super small. Other days you're going to have those big wins. But I want you to start recognizing every single win, pausing and celebrating you. And don't forget, when you hit your head on that pillow, one thing I did well today. There's a little girl in my classroom that said, Mrs. Pecola, I've been sleeping so much better ever since you told us when our head hits the pillow at night to celebrate one thing you did well. She's like, I'm not over repeating all the things I didn't do, all the things I did wrong. Guys, there's so much magic there. All right, let's move into segment three. Let me keep us on track. Here are some fun and creative ways to celebrate those small wins. Number one is to keep a gratitude, or not a gratitude journal, I'm sorry. You can keep a gratitude journal, or maybe it's in your gratitude journal. I want you to keep a small wins journal. Write down every single small win. And if you don't want to keep it in a handwritten journal, open that notes section of your phone. I have over 1,000 notes in my phone. How about you? Every small win, write it down. Celebrate you. You want to document these daily achievements. Create a gratitude jar and add a note every time you experience a win. Let me be honest with you. Brooke and I started a gratitude jar, not a small wins jar. And we started this in January and we did so good and we fell off. Is that okay? Of course. That one just didn't, I'm not consistent enough in that. The small win journal is something I personally do. I have a journal and I write my small wins every single day. And guess what? If you have my gratitude journal, at nighttime, we write two things that make us smile, but I always include something that is one of my wins for the day as well. Simple rewards. Guys, reward yourself. What's your favorite coffee? Maybe go sit outside. Take a 15-minute uninterrupted me time break. You deserve to be rewarded. And a lot of times, just a non-material reward. Blast your favorite song and have a mini dance party. Or simply just patting yourself on the back and saying, hey, you know what? I'm doing pretty darn good. I don't know if you realize how important it is to celebrate you. No one else is going to do it. Stop waiting for other people's approval. Stop waiting for other people to cheer you on. I want you to become your own biggest cheerleader. And it is important too, though, to celebrate with others. I just said to celebrate by yourself, but I do want you to celebrate with others. Do you have a great online community? If you don't, find my Facebook and I'll add you to our group. Find a group of friends you can text. There are some people that get you. They are going to get it. And celebrate your small wins together. Share with one another. Hold you accountable too. And guess what, guys? All of these might not work for you, and that's okay. I want you to pick one thing that you think you can be consistent with, and something that you find fun. Moving into segment four, the compound effect of small wins. This is something the girls in my group are really starting to get. Small wins add up to the big results. I want you to think of a bucket of water. You ready? One little drop at a time. Feels like it's going to take forever for that bucket to fill, right? And guess what? It is going to take a really long time. But eventually, that bucket will be full, and then it will overflow. Just like those small wins. Every small win adds up, and eventually it will overflow into every area of your life. That compound effect, guys, is huge. It's huge to understand, and I want you to think of a couple examples. What if you want to write a book? What if you start it by writing 200 words a day? 200 words is not a lot, but eventually you're going to finish that novel. What if you want to start running or walking? Start with walking that mile. Break it down even smaller. Walk a half a mile. And then build yourself up to that mile. Build yourself up to that 5K. Starting small and taking imperfect action. Let me say that again. Imperfect action. A lot of you were cracking up yesterday. I know I was too. Yesterday morning as I was driving, that's when I decided, let's do this podcast. Did I know what I was doing? No. Do I still know what I'm doing? I'm learning. But guess what? I took the small step. I'm celebrating that. I said, hey, Brand, you know what? You went for it. Is it going to be perfect? No. Don't expect it to be perfect, but celebrate the small wins. Celebrate when you figure out everything, every little thing, not everything. And that's what I did, guys. Yesterday, I recorded the first recording. I figured out how to record it. Then I figured out how to upload it to RSS. Then I figured out how to upload it to Apple and to Spotify. So every single time I did a little part, I celebrated. I was like, yes, you go, girl. Yes, you go, girl. You did it. So anyway, those small wins will add up. And I lead a lot of weight loss groups. And guess what, guys? I tell them, take it 1 pound at a time, one habit at a time. It feels small. It feels insignificant. And then eventually, a day becomes a week. A week becomes a month. 1 month turns into 3 months, turns into 6 months. And a year later, if you commit it and you took those small actions and you celebrated those small wins, guess what? Your life is going to change big time, big time. So stick with it. All right, we're into our final part already, guys. This is flying by. So I want to leave you with a challenge. Today's challenge is Actionable Small Wins Challenge. That's what I'm titling it. All right, now it starts on a Friday. Today's Friday. Because I want you to plan it out, and then you're going to actually roll this out on Monday. So pick one goal. Too many of you are picking 100 goals. Pick one simple goal. And I want you to track your progress all week. Track it all week. You can do this by writing it down. You can get a little chart and check it off. You can get something that you can color in. But track your progress. And no matter how small, I want you to celebrate it. You're going to celebrate every step forward, even if it's just showing up. At the end of each day, I want you to ask yourself, what's one thing I did well today? What's one thing I did that moved me closer to my goal? Write it down, smile, and celebrate. So that's the big challenge. But the little challenge today, everything you do, celebrate it. You do the dishes, celebrate it. You get out of your bed, celebrate it. You complete a big task, celebrate it. You get the workout in, celebrate it. Small wins are fuel for big dreams. I want you to recognize them and celebrate them daily. Momentum comes from showing up consistently, not perfectly. Every small step you take is proof you're moving forward. I am proud of you. And remember, progress over perfection. And no matter how small it seems, I want you to celebrate. Okay, that is all for today's episode of Great Vibes, Great Day Vibes. I hope you're feeling inspired to celebrate those small wins. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend who might need a little calm in their life too. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, remember, you have the power to own the chaos, find the calm, and make today a great day. See you soon.